KZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio News Watch.
Etiquette Municipality says it will relocate damaged graves at the Dudley Street Cemetery in Wentworth to new sites. Sunday's heavy rain caused water to gush from a pipe outlet at Wentworth Hospital above the cemetery. It washed away the soil around the graves. Newswatch's Lauren Hendricks reports.
Pictures of the aftermath show a trench furrowed through the cemetery after a heavy flow of water broke through the concrete fence. It's upended granite tombstones and washed them into the ditch along with debris. The city says it held a meeting with affected families yesterday to get consent to move the graves. They also plan to redirect the pipe outlets away from the cemetery. Wentworth Hospital will be asked to maintain a drainage system. Etiquette says the cost of the damage is still being assessed. Lauren Hendricks, East Coast Radio Newswatch.
A Durban mother whose daughter was killed during a hijacking in Malvern last year says she hopes her story will help other grieving families.
September 11th, we saw the worst of humanity. God has given me the strength. I could have gone into depression. So I believe what's given me the strength is my purpose for families that have fallen into a pit to rise and complete what their children have begun or what their children stood for and to fulfill their purpose.
In September, a hijacker drove over 11-year-old Zahra Ramsamy while trying to speed off with her mother's car outside a popular fast food outlet. Zahra had crawled underneath the vehicle to hide from the assailants. The suspects that ambushed the family have still not been caught, with KZN police saying the matter is ongoing. In an interview with Newswatch, Shay Ramsamy said she did not want her daughter's death to be in vain.
How many families have to be destroyed by the same people before they're caught? I don't want anyone to feel this pain that we feel. It breaks us to know that they're still out there and they could do it to someone else tomorrow.
She says her faith has guided her through her healing journey following the loss of her daughter. And you can read and watch our full interview with Mrs. Ramsamy at ecr.co.za under the news tab. A well-known Gauteng pediatric surgeon has been found not guilty of murder following the deaths of three children he operated on. The High Court in Johannesburg found the state could not prove its argument that Peter Beale had recklessly and fraudulently performed unnecessary surgeries to re-establish his financial position after he lost 1.5 million rand in the infamous Tannenbaum Ponzi scheme. He was arrested in 2019. Judge Tifelimbi Lu Mudau has ruled that without a motive, the state's case collapsed. And Mexico says it will hit back at U.S. President Donald Trump's tariffs with retaliatory duties of its own. President Claudia Sheinbaum says there was no reason or justification for Trump to impose the 25% tariffs despite Mexico's collaboration in efforts to tackle drug smuggling, which Trump has raised concern about. She's accused Washington of publishing an offensive, defamatory and unsupported statement after the White House alleged that drug cartels operate unhindered due to an intolerable relationship with the government of Mexico. Durban and Pietermaritzburg 29 tomorrow, Richards Bay 31.
Here's what's coming up in your sport. India 163 for 3. They need 102 runs from 106 balls to beat Australia. And Themba Bavuma believes that their warm-up match that they played against New Zealand a while ago will help them going into tomorrow's Champions Trophy semi-final. And Kaizer Chiefs face Magesi FC in one of the two Betway Premiership matches tonight.